Hey, this is Apple Kreider of Young Smart Money. You're listening to Jim, the podcast Sherpa, and too many podcasts.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, all you rebels of the Sherpalution and all you podsters and podettes out there. Welcome back. I think this is something like episode number 17 of Too Many Podcasts. If you've actually heard every last episode, bravo for you, and thank you very much. I hope that you're enjoying the season as it's progressing. And now it's time to nail down the furniture, because it's theme week!
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
I got to be honest with you guys. I'm probably not going to get a good night's sleep until I get a message from one of my listeners saying, that song is stuck in my head. But anyway, back to the fact that it's a theme week. This week's theme is social media marketing. And you're not going to believe the guest that I have. And guess where I found him? Yes, I found him down in Australia. And we will get to know my friend in just a few moments. But I just wanted to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. Thank you. That's me. I know. There's over 180,000 titles you can choose from, and you can hear them on your iPhone, your Android phone, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. And here's some more good news for you. You may have noticed that this episode is titled There Will Be Chocolate. And that's right, there will be chocolate for at least one lucky winner. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
You know, I figured I'd start off this week's interview with a little bit of a story. A couple of weeks ago, I guess you guys heard my interview with my voiceover guy, Bruce Goldberg. And, you know, we had a nice lengthy talk, which is one of our podcast episodes that you might remember. And after we were done talking, he was asking me questions about the show. And I was voicing my frustration about, you know, I want to do more with my social media. And he said, say no more. I've got just the person to recommend. So this is my guest this week. He is the CEO of Perfection Chocolate and Capos Media. He is a third generation chocolatier, and he's the first in his family to incorporate social media in his business. And now he offers training courses to other businesses to be able to harness that ability. Ladies and gentlemen, for this week, my guest, Mr. John Capos, also known as Chocolate Johnny, right from Sydney, Australia. John, welcome to the show.
Jim, g'day, mate. And how the bloody hell are you?
I'm doing very well, sir.
That's good, mate. Appreciate you putting me on here, mate. I'm really excited for you because we were talking before about how you're going with your stuff, and just being one of your first guests is really I really appreciate it. And Bruce Goldberg, if you're listening, mate, you're a legend for recommending me too. So thanks, mate. And I love how you got Jimmy, how you got all the Aussies on here so far. So keep doing it, brother.
I'm 3 for 3 so far, so I can't complain, right? All right. For those of our listeners who may not know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, you introduced me as being the chocolatier of third generation. What I'll do is I love live streaming, and you know, we spoke about this before. So I think live streaming is powerful in small businesses, and even if you're a marketer or want to build your brand. So I go 3, 2, 1. G'day everyone. This is John Capos, aka Chocolate Johnny, and we are live here in Sydney, Australia. Well, Long Island, or we're in between. We're up in the space or in the clouds. And I'm a third generation chocolatier. I'm the CEO. That's actually the chocolate eating officer. We started back in 1939, and through the power of social media, my brand Perfection Chocolates and Chocolate Johnny's become global. And yeah, mate, it's that's what I do. But I also love making chocolates and sweets for people. I bring a smile to their face, and through social media, I've been able to harness that. And like you said, just spread the word. Social media is so powerful in small business. We were talking about that, and hopefully we can get you too many podcasts all over the world, people watching and listening.
I am slowly building up an Australian listenership, though. I'm very happy to announce that.
I think you'll have the Aussies queuing up for you, mate. You're going, this guy, Jimmy's got all the boil on the Aussies. Come on, I've got to go on next.
Now, was it your great uncle that started the company?
Yeah, so my great uncle and my dad and my mum all came from Greece. We have a Greek heritage, and came to Australia with nothing back in the 30s, and my great uncle met these two English ladies, and they had a cooking background. My uncle had a bakery background and sweets background, and they said, let's build a business. They in turn left the business, and he kept on going in the same location that we are in, Rose Bay in Sydney, Australia. And then, mum and dad came along and took over. And then, some 30 years ago, I said to my dad, you know what? I love making chocolates and sweets with you. Can I be in it? So did a bit of studying and then thought, yeah, let's run the family business.
And you have two sons too?
Yeah, I've got actually three. I've got a daughter, 29, who's a school teacher, married. She just loves eating the chocolate with my son-in-law. and then I've got two boys, an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, who work with me, but they, it's a little bit different from when I was growing up, mate. They've got different plans, and that's okay. Really, that's okay. I've told them that the business will always be there. If they want to come and take over, that's great. I was talking to my wife and I the other day saying, if they want to be in the business, great. If they don't, it's okay. I actually want them to be YouTubers because that's what I love doing, and I love social media. I'm on Snapchat, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on everything. And they're like, Dad, please grow up.
So what made you decide to start incorporating social media into your business?
Mate, as I said before, I'm an overnight success. It's taken me 12 years on social media. So, and what is success? When you look at my numbers compared to someone else's, but what I look at is the return on the investment, or people coming into the store, people buying my product. And I many, many years ago, maybe before some of our listeners were born, I saw this thing called a website. And I said to my dad, hey, Dad, we've got an email address. Now let's build a website. And he said, sure, how much is that? I said, $25,000. It will make us a lot of money. He said, $25,000, I can buy a house for that. Anyway, so we didn't get to build a website because now you can make it for $25. And I eventually did build a website, and it wasn't for that amount. We waited for a little while, and of course, back then it was costing thousands of dollars and hosting it and stuff. So then all of a sudden, well, not even all of a sudden, after a little while, Facebook came along, Twitter came along, Instagram came along, and I just called I'm a practitioner, I'm an early adopter, I love social media, I love the social aspect of it. We call it social media now, who knows what it'll be called in the future, but at the moment, every business, if you're a small business out there, this is what I would love to tell you right now. I really want you guys to pay attention and listen, my friends. You need some social media presence. I have a lot of people say to me, well, I'm not so handsome on screen. I'm not as beautiful. That's fine. Then write a blog. I can't write. Then do a podcast. We are, at the moment, we have television, radio, and we have the newspapers all in our hands on a thing called a smartphone. Jim and I were just talking about not how easy it is, but it's easy to do a podcast. There's a thing called Anchor. So, push the button and talk about something. Find your niche. Talk about your business. If you're if you're not afraid of the camera, and that's what I do, I specialize in helping people with their live streaming video, get on there and promote your business. Talk about, show me your behind the scenes. And if you don't like any of those, then write. There is, people love reading, and reading's not going to go away, and writing's not going to go away. So I just saw that Perfection Chocolates really needed a presence. You know, we're a third generation, and we just love making chocolates and sweets. I call myself a virus of happiness. I have people, Jimmy, I have people coming in depressed or upset. You see their faces. They walk in, they're glowing. Oh my God, chocolates. They eat the chocolate and they eat a ton of it and they walk out happy. Half an hour later, they're depressed because they've eaten so much. They go, oh my God, I've got to run a kilometer or 10 kilometers. So then they come back and eat more, which is great. So I'm I call myself a legal drug dealer, mate. They just come in and we just, all right, next, come in. We'll just shoot you up. And then, you know, with Facebook, you know, Facebook, I just get on everything. I just look at how can I use Perfection Chocolates for this? What video can I make for it? What can I write about it, this product? What can I talk about with this, what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, the family, the business? Then how can I help someone else? You know, someone out there right now is going to listen to your podcast and go, you know, oh, I can't do it. I'm too afraid. But hopefully you and I, by speaking about this and people listening to too many podcasts, they're going to say, wow, I just got an idea. So, you know, that one person we talked about, Jim and I talked about, you know, who's listening and how many are listening. It doesn't matter who and how many. It's just that one person that Jim's going to have an impact on, and I hopefully will have that impact and go, wow, I learned something today. So, you know, I just love the social, mate. And there's so many avenues you can do it. So, gosh, hopefully that helped answer that question.
Well, are there any... we were talking earlier, you really like a lot of the live streaming apps. Are there any that you prefer though?
No, look, at the beginning, there was one of my most favorite app that really sort of changed my life and changed my business, one called Periscope. Twitter bought this app called Periscope. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's still going strong. I still go on there occasionally. And of course, Facebook then started Facebook Live, and then Instagram started Instagram Live. LinkedIn's going to go LinkedIn's Live. So you can see there's a trend happening. You know, April the 1st, 2015, I pushed what I call the start broadcast button. And I tell the companies and the small businesses and the people that I mentor and coach that don't be afraid, you know, push the start broadcast button, push the video button. Someone's going to watch you. Someone's going to listen. We all started with zero heart, zero likes, zero followers. All of us. I don't care who you are. We all started with zero. Sure. And you got to realize that you have a story and there's people out there waiting to hear it. So go and tell your story, you know, go and teach people and engage with people and make them laugh and you know, you learn from this as well. So I loved Periscope and I still do. You know, I've built a nice community and I've traveled around the world meeting people. And from that app, I had 80 people come to visit our store, 80, and still more people are coming. And then, of course, we transition. We go to Facebook Live, and then we go to Instagram Live, and we go to LinkedIn Live. But yeah, I think live streaming for your business is very tough. I mean, a lot of people say to me, "Oh, I'm not good looking. I don't like my hair." So I just teach people to turn the camera around and. You know, I teach this to turn the camera around and point to their environment. It's like you might turn around and say, "You're a good looking bloke, Jimmy, so you're okay, mate." But you might say, "I'm not confident on camera." So we turn the camera around and we say, "How about we just video or live stream the environment? Go for a walk outside. Go to, you know, Jim's in Long Island. Tell me what it's like to walk along Long Island and your neighborhood. I might teach you about chocolate while I'm walking it around." So yeah, I really believe in video and live streaming for your small business or for your brand in general is so important right now. It's really getting, and don't ever say to me, "Gosh, you know how many people say to me, oh my God, everyone's doing it." Yeah, good. Everyone's doing it. everyone's doing podcasts, but you know, Jim's out here doing too many podcasts and he wants to make an impact. So he's not afraid. So I'm going to do mine as well. And so what? There's too many podcasts. What a great, I love your name though, mate. What a clapping. <Thank you. laughs> So yeah.
It was funny you mentioned Periscope, and I had never really heard of it. And I saw that it was mentioned on your website. I was doing a little homework, and I said, "Let me check this out." And I saw, and I went to Periscope, and I did a search for Chocolate Johnny, and I saw some of your Periscope videos. And there's one Periscope, and everybody I invite you guys to check these out. They're really good. There's one that you're touring, like where you're making the chocolate, and you're showing everybody this is where the magic happens, you know. And you're engaging with the people who are typing messages and stuff like that. So they feel like they're part of the experience, you know? And I thought that was really great, you know? And like, you were like working the crowd like a singer, you know?
It's funny. Like I don't know, mate, I'm quite blessed. I'm not afraid of public speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of a big crowd, the bigger, the better. And it just was for me. I've done a lot of emceeing work for friends and clients, and also for my cousins and stuff like that. So it was just a perfect transition. I was one of my Periscopes had 100,000 viewers, but people were like, oh, what? How do you handle that? I just do it and entertain people and make them laugh and try and pay attention to 100,000 people. I look into the camera and say, you know, g'day Jim, g'day Peter, g'day Eva, hi Simon, hi Tom. And they feel like they're my mate. And that's what you want to do. It's the same thing I tell and teach people with the video. Make them feel, I know it's not live, but even on your video, just make them feel like, oh my God, he's actually talking to me or she's talking to me. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. And I'm so lucky. It's chocolate. How can you not, you can't get it wrong. And everyone loves chocolate or a bit of caramel or marshmallow. So watching them, someone make it, and that's another tip that I do is, and I was saying to Jim as well, you know, show me what it's like to make a podcast, or show me, you know, Jim was telling me about his work, what he does, and people want to see that. People love, we're voyeurs at heart, mate. That's the thing. That's why YouTube is one of the biggest things in the world. It's because we love watching something happen. And it was good fun. Periscope's great, and check it out. But there's so many other useful platforms in the live streaming, and they keep going. I mean, have you heard of Musical.ly, Jim? Musical.ly is an app that, well, the young kids apparently are on, but I am on it as well. And it, Musical.ly, it's like karaoke.
Okay.
And now Musical.ly has been bought over by TikTok, and you can do just your silly things. You can be silly and stuff like that. Anyway, they've got a live part of it called live.ly, and then there's live.me. I mean, I've seen these 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 15, 18-year-olds with 28,000, 30,000, 50,000 viewers. So it's, and these kids are just getting on it and doing stuff. But you got Twitch. I don't know if you know, if you're in gaming, Twitch is I've been on Twitch for years. So it's a gaming platform. It's a live streaming platform for gamers. And okay, you watch people play a video game. It's crazy. And you can have, you know, a couple hundred thousand people. Now, these kids who are on Twitch are now making money because they're wearing a hat from Nike or Adidas or Perfection Chocolates. This section is proudly sponsored by Perfection Chocolates. So, you know, it's absolutely crazy. Crazy.
Sure. I mean, you were talking about how, like, about engaging the followers, you know, like you said, make them feel like they're part of the experience. How do you recruit them to begin with? Sometimes that's kind of hard too. You get, you know, getting people to kind of notice you. You know, sometimes you can throw a bunch of balloons in the air, and if nobody sees those balloons, then it doesn't really amount to anything, you know?
Do you know what, mate? The best advice I ever got was, it doesn't matter who's watching. There's always that one person. So I've gone on to, when I first started, I had zero followers, zero likes, like I said, zero hearts. Mm-hmm. I just had one. You know, I just pushed the button. Hopefully someone will watch. And I've done some live streams. Sure, I've had 100,000 viewers. And then on the other hand, I've had five. Can I tell you, some of the five viewers that I've had have become some of my closest mates. You know, you have a conversation, it's a little bit less crowded, and those five mates turn that your viewership into 5,000. So don't let that ever stop you. Don't let, and you know, it's funny, you know, you and I were talking beforehand how we all start, and you know, there's that one person who could really change your life, and you've changed theirs. So I just kept on going, mate. I really kept. I mean, I've done, I think I calculated close to 3,000 live streams on Periscope. I was Periscoping five times a day. Facebook, I was doing Facebook every day at one stage. So, yeah, you start off with zero and you might just end up with 10 people following you for the next 2 years. But once you're doing the quality and quantity and, you know, you just start building a name and a reputation. And, you know, with 10 people on there, you really get to build what I say, RBT. RBT, that's a random breath testing. You build a relationship, mm-hmm. And then you build the trust. And once you build a relationship in any video or live stream, it's like here with you and I. You know, we got to meet each other here, we're chatting, and you know, I'll promote you because you're a good bloke and we're having a great time. So we've built a relationship. It's really quick. You know, we build the trust because you keep watching me, you've looked at my stuff, I watch you, I've looked at your stuff, and that in turn builds your business. Now, that business could be, you know, too many podcasts, it could be the Chocolate Johnny Show, it could be Perfection Chocolates, it could be, you know, your coaching, your mastermind, it could be anything.
Now, you really feel that that social media marketing should be for just about any business? You think that there's always a method of promotion for whatever kind of business you're running?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think every business should have some type of social media presence. You know, I think sort of the local plumber can benefit from it. And, you know, maybe he might be fortunate where he's making so much money, he's got booking, you know, the next 10 years or, you know, geez, he still needs a website. He still needs maybe a Facebook page because the yellow pages are so different from what they were, you know, 5 years ago. You know, people, you've got to have, I believe, at least a Google presence. You want to type in too many podcasts or Perfection Chocolates or, you know, John's Plumbing, and you want to know that you come up. So you do need some type of presence. I think each business varies, but you know, I'm helping a funeral director, and you know, people say, oh my God, how does a funeral director get on social media? Well, he's doing a YouTube channel on teaching people how to write a eulogy. He's teaching people how to look out for that a funeral director, not promoting himself at all. He's actually saying the ins and outs. He's talking about how to deal with grief. I mean, the guy sees funerals every day, and he might not be a qualified psychologist, but I've got to tell you, he's hands-on and, you know, giving some bit of advice. I got another guy that I'm dealing with coaching is an accountant. And, so boring. You people are saying, how do you deal with that? Well, he talks about what his day-to-day job is and what it's like to be an accountant. He talks about his family. Shows us around his office. He gives us advice, but not the advice where, you know, it's professional. It's enough to sort of talk about budgeting, how to budget, which is perfect. You know, what programs to use if you're in business, you know, because there's so many accounting packages you can use. And he talks about different levels of small business to that large enterprise. So yeah, I think you've got to have some presence. The top three for me is, of course, you've got to be on Facebook. You've got to be on Instagram as well. And it's funny, Jim and I, and we're talking about, you know, your presence on Instagram. We're talking about, I said, mate, you've got to do an Instagram. And so I quickly, briefly taught him how to do an Instagram story. So hopefully the next time you get on Too Many Podcasts Instagram, that's TOOMANY podcasts. So follow him on Instagram.
Thank you.
And if you, okay, here we go. I want you to go on to Too Many Podcasts, right? And you know, with all the show notes, you can see it there. And I want you to give Jim a shout out. Let's support him as well, because he's just starting out on Insta. Go on there, do a direct message and say, hey, I listened to you and John Capos, aka Chocolate Johnny, and I just wanted to say a quick g'day. Now, hopefully we'll get one. Jimmy, if you get one, let's see who this person is. Well, maybe you might get 10, maybe you might get 100. So there you go.
We'll call it a success if I see one.
You heard it live here with Jim and John.
That's right. And what do you think people should avoid when they're doing social media marketing?
Oh, mate, what a good question. What should they avoid? I'm not going to swear, but there's a lot of BS out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of it. And one day you're going to get caught. So this fake it till you make it stuff, I've never believed in it. You know, I'm a keynote speaker as well. And I remember in a few of my talks, I got on there and told them the truth about my financial situation, that it's been tough the last few months. And people were like coming up to me saying, thank you for saying that. I've got a friend of mine, Serena.Ryan, she's doing a podcast called Adding Up. She's actually talking about what it's like to have a family and going through the motions of financing and financing your business and financing your family and stuff like that. Yeah, I think people really need to be careful because one day we'll get to meet you in real life. And if I'm not that person that I meet in real life, then, you know, look, my hero, and whether you like him or not, but the guy, I've been following him from literally day dot. And it's funny, I don't drink wine, but I've just watched him for years and years. I must have consumed so much of his content, is Gary Vee. And I met him. I've been fortunate enough to meet him a few times. Not that he's a mate. I would love him to be a mate of mine. But the guy is the real deal. I met him, shook his hand. It was fantastic as we connected on Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram. And he remembered my name and we had a laugh. And, you know, there's other people there and it was great. The guy is, what he is on social is what he is on real life. And, you know, the truth is we F up sometimes. I've made some mistakes over the last couple of years. I've made some mistakes and I'm happy to admit them and move on. And if you like it, good. If you don't, I always say this, mate, if you don't like my stuff, then there's a button up the top that says end. Push it. It's like right up here. Just push the button and you don't have to listen to me anymore. You don't have to watch me anymore. It's no skin off my back. It's none of my business what you think. It's those people that think as long as my family and my friends, and more importantly for me, it's my family. If they just believe in what I do and see the right thing, then I'm more than happy, mate. And if I can help that one person, Jim, I just realized that it's only that one person. You'd be surprised that, you know, through Periscope, the amount of people that have come back to me and said, oh my gosh, thank you for being raw and real and authentic. And, you know, we've met you in real life and it's what the best that I can do. Like I said, mate, I've made mistakes. I've made some serious mistakes, but yeah, that's what happens. I'm human. We're all human and I ask for forgiveness and I apologize to whoever and I'm, you know, build the trust again. I built the relationship again and yeah, we all move forward and life's great.
That's great. All right. Well, I know that you, because you offer some courses to people that want to improve.
It's I'm building, I was really lucky. Last year, I had an amazing coach, a guy called James Wedmore. He's got a podcast called Mind Your Business. I think it's Mind Your Business. So I listened to him quite a bit. And I was fortunate enough to be in his mastermind and coaching, got coaching by him. So he was teaching me how to do a course. I was just so surprised that so many people were wanting help. And I just didn't know how to do it. So I'm building a course called, and it's nearly finished. So it's called Live Streaming for Success, but it's also incorporating teaching small businesses and entrepreneurs how to live stream, what they need to do, how to do it, when to do it, and also with video, helping people with the video. So yeah, I'm doing that. I'm also, I love mentoring and coaching. So I have a mentoring and coaching program. You know, where next year we're building a mastermind. So yeah, I'll just keep following me. Join me on my journey, I say. And trust me, it's been a bloody rocky journey, but it's all good. And, you know, if you can learn something from it. So, yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. So, yeah, just, all I just say, Jim, is to everyone, follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter and all that. And, yeah, I'll keep you on the go and the website and see how we do it.
Okay. Because this is a show about podcasts. I know you, and you actually had your own podcast for a little while.
Yeah. So Jim and I were just talking about this before. Well, it's all about the branding. And I believe that Jim is his own brand. Jim owns Too Many Podcasts, and John Capos is Chocolate Johnny, but also Perfection Chocolates is the brand. And I started a podcast called The Chocolate Johnny Show, interviewing people, and I've changed it to The John Capos Show. So it's on there, I think. I use Anchor as well. I've done a few episodes, just testing the waters, but I think next year, I've made a plan. I think January is going to be the big year for me. 2020, I'm going to really do a podcast. And what I want to do is interview, like Jim has. I want to interview people. And I don't care who it is. I think everyone has a story, and everyone has a voice, and we all need to hear that voice, and people need to tell their story, because it's amazing when you just talk to people what comes out of their mouth and what they've gone through and what adversities and what they've experienced that we're like, wow, I didn't know that. So yeah, keep an eye on that one. The John Capos Show, it's going to be on iTunes. There is something up there now, but yeah. We'll get Jim on there. I want to talk to you in 6 months' time, mate. I want to see your journey from being, you know, a few podcasts in that you've started to what it's like now. And you know.
Yeah, my first couple of episodes, the audio was very different. I didn't even have a mic. I was just talking into an app, and like I'm keeping that on there because when I hit like I'm calling like 25 episodes a season. So I figure by the time I'm 25, I want to compare that one to episode one and say, okay, look what you've done so far. Now let's see what else you can do.
And that in itself is a bloody great story, mate. You know, I think I'm like you. I don't know how I did. I just pushed the button. The next thing you know, I've got a podcast. I just did the next one, calling it the Accidental Podcast, and one of the episodes. But yeah, I think it's great. And for your audience too, Jim, I think people going back to that beginning and seeing, oh my gosh, look how he's transitioned. You know, it was a bit not so loud, or it was a bit crackly. It was lots of ums and ahs and fillers, and we didn't know what we were doing. And then all of a sudden, 25 into it, 100 into it, you know, it's nice and smooth and clear, and you're engaging with your guest. And yeah, no, I'm looking forward to hearing your show, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. Before actually I ask my next couple of questions, but to wind it on down, you had told me about some interesting visitors that you've had to your shop. I was wondering if you could share those stories.
Our store's in a really nice area in Sydney, and we're quite blessed to have, you know, after you've built an institution, a lot of people want to come to that place. And we've had some, well, I call some serious customers. well, at the we the final count at the not the final count because I know we're going to have a lot more. We've had five or four. I think it's five prime ministers of Australia come to our store, and in fact, Scott Morrison, our current prime minister, and I got him to come into the store. I'm going to show. I talk about this on my Facebook page, and also I talk about it on my podcast. But teaching that any small business can have someone as powerful as the Prime Minister. So I go through the process, how I got him to come in. And we had a chat about small business. So I've had four Prime Ministers come in. I've had a lady called Barbara Streisand. She's eaten my Rocky Road. Robert Redfern, Angelina Jolie, Paul Hogan, Russell Crowe, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman. I've had numerous Australian stars, Tammy McIntosh, who's in Wentworth, Peter Overton, Jessica Rowe, they're on TV in Australia. An array of amazing guests. I call them Into Perfection Chocolates, and it's so nice when they see and buy it. So it's really funny because the staff, when they my team members, when they see these people walk in, recently was Russell Crowe came in with his two boys, and one of the girls had never seen him in real life. She's like, and I'm like, it's Russell Crowe. It's okay. He's going to buy chocolates. Just treat him nice. Just talk to him. We end up pushing the customers away from getting selfies. And it's so funny. And I said to the girls with the team, I said to them, look, these people are going to come in. They're going to eat your product. Like, we had the Pope eat my strawberry creams. And they're going to come in. You want to build a relationship and trust with them, because what will happen, they'll eventually talk to you and feel so good. They'll actually say to you, hey, do you want to take a selfie with me? They actually will feel so comfortable that, and they go, really? I said, yeah. And, perfect example, we had for years, Tom, when it wasn't married to Nicole, I was like, it's so funny. I talk to these guys like they're my mates, Tom. And you know what? My dad said one thing. He really pointed it out to me back then the old days when Bruce Springsteen came into the shop, and my dad didn't know who he was, but he had an entourage, and my brother and I were like, oh my God, it's Bruce Springsteen, it's the boss. My dad said, calm down. They eat, sleep, and go to the toilet just like you do. All right? He just plays music. He's like, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh yeah, just treat him with respect like all the customers. And so from then I was like, okay. Calm down. And then what happens is they just love coming into the store. So just treat them with respect. Just treat them the same way you do all the customers. And they end up becoming your mates. Go, hey, Chocolate Johnny, do you want to take a photo with me? Like, yeah, sure, click. Anyway. So yeah, we're quite blessed with that, mate, aren't we? I figured it's a testimony to my great uncle and my father. That's who I put that to. These two men and my mother and my auntie believed in a product and are passionate about making chocolates and sweets and love putting smiles on people's faces. So whatever you do, make sure you don't have regrets and do it something that you love.
Absolutely. And I mean, your passion definitely shows, when you talk, I can see, our listeners can't see the video, but yeah. You're talking about your business, so you can see your face really light up when you say Perfection Chocolates. It's something that, you can tell you're very, very proud of, and you should be.
Yeah, thank you, man. I do appreciate that.
So, okay, so back to my questions. So because this is a show about podcasts, I know you said there's a lot that you like to listen to. So are there any that you want to recommend to some of our listeners?
When the John Cabos show goes live, I'd love you guys to keep an eye out for the John Cabos show, of course.
Absolutely.
I've got quite a few that I listen to. Look, my number one always is Ask Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, and I love listening to his stuff. Of course, my mentor James Wedmore has got Mind Your Business, and then we've got a guy called Lewis Howes. He's got the School of Greatness. I listen to that. I've got two sons, Alexander and Spencer. Oh, Sorry, I mentioned your name, boys. But guess what? Bad dad. Yes, I have two sons, everyone, Alexander and Spencer. And they hate when I say their name on podcasts. And if you could see me, I'm waving to you, boys. Hey, 18 and 16-year-olds. I'm blessed. Two amazing boys. And yes, Marley, I'm talking to you too. That's my daughter. They told me, and I love this guy. I didn't know he had a podcast until ages, a while ago. So Joe Rogan has this podcast, and oh my gosh, this guy just lets fly. So it's a really interesting podcast. Who else? A friend of mine that was in my mastermind last year, her name's Jen Casey. I was listening to her the other day. She's got one called, I think, Being a Boss. There's a few more. Oh, Pat Flynn. I don't know if you guys know who knows Pat Flynn. He's, Pat Flynn, FLYN. And of course, Michael Stelzner. I was a speaker at Social Media Marketing World. If you guys want to learn about social media, there's a podcast called the Social Media Marketing, Social Media Marketing World, I think a podcast. It's part of the Social Media Examiner. Man, he has some great guests, and you learn a lot about social media. There's a couple of other business ones I've heard. A guy called Mark Boris in Australia, Boris. He's a customer of mine, but also he's a mentor and coach. He's got a multi-million dollar business. He's a great guy. Mate, I could name a few others, but I think that'll keep your listeners, you're like, chocolate, Johnny, that's too many. But yeah, there you go. And of course, the number one show at the moment, I think, is Too Many Podcasts. It's TOOMANYPODCASTS. Too Many Podcasts. Proudly run. Hey, you know what, Jim?
Yeah.
Should we do a giveaway, mate?
What would you like to give away?
How about we give away some chocolate?
Ooh.
We might do a giveaway. We might put in the show notes. We'll have a chat about it. So I'm happy to send a small gift of chocolates somewhere to someone, but they have to do something for you. I think we've got to get them to promote your business. Let's talk about it off air and then let's see.
That sounds interesting to me.
All right, buddy.
You know, you said the magic word chocolate, so, you know, there's bound to be somebody whose ears just went straight up and said, did someone say chocolate?
And from Australia.
That's right. Okay, and we have a part of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where I turn the mic over to you, sir, and you can let everybody know where they can reach you, or if there are any events that you'd like to make anybody aware of. It's all yours, my friend.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, if you're in Australia, I'm part of an amazing organization called the Social Media Marketing Institute of Australia. Murray Ryan, just big plug to this amazing woman, is the CEO of Media Marketing Institute of Australia. She is doing an event in August, the 15th, and it's the Social Media Marketing Summit. I've been fortunate enough to be asked to MC that event, and then they have the awards night. Unfortunately, the awards have been are closed, and we've already announced the finalists, but not the winners. So if you're in Australia, if you're in Sydney, we'd love you to be there. The numbers are growing. We've got some amazing people speaking at the summit. You'll see me do my stuff, and I give away chocolate, definitely. So it's the Social Media Marketing Institute of Australia. We'd love you to go to that website and have a look. Of course, my podcast is just get ready for it. It's the John Kafos Show. And then if you just Google me, you'll find me on most things. I'm on Instagram. I'd love you guys to follow me. So if you're watching, or if you're watching, I'm so used to everyone watching us, eh, Jim? If you're listening to us, please go to my Instagram page, Chocolate Johnny, Chocolate Johnny, JOHNNY. And then I'd love you to be on the Perfection. Perfection Chocolates to me is really important. It's my passion and my love. And yeah, go on there. follow us there. But send me a direct message. I really want to put it out there. I'd love you guys to get on the Chocolate Johnny and the Perfection Chocolates Instagram page. We've also got Facebook pages as well. That's on Facebook, Perfection Chocolates and Chocolate Johnny. I'm also building the John Capos side of it as well. So you can also get on there. But I'd love you to be on those two. And DM me on Instagram. Say, hey, I just heard you on the on Jim's show. We'd just love to reach out to you and say hello. I will definitely reach back to you and say g'day as well. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Chocolate Johnny and Perfection Chocolates. I'm on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. It's still going for me. Twitter, Chocolate Johnny, and also Perfection I said Twitter, I think. Facebook. So Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, LinkedIn. If you go onto LinkedIn and follow me on or join me on John Capos, I think that's about it. I could do.
And your website?
Oh yeah, website's perfectionchocolates.com. Please sign up. We give away every month some chocolate. So if you go on our Facebook page, go onto the website perfectionchocolates.com.au. You can also go to chocolatejohnny.com, and we We love you on there, and yeah, just join us. Come along, have a party. Let's talk. And if you ever want anything, you just don't be afraid to reach out. I love helping and talking to people, just like this great man himself.
and not to put you on the spot, if for people who are checking out Periscope, and like I said, if you do a search for Chocolate Johnny, there's a little episode with you and your sons, and you're trying the chili. And it's great. It is so great. I was like, it's funny. I saw that video and I'm like, I like this guy already. I can't wait to talk to him.
So yeah, like I said to you, man, I'm so blessed. And my daughter's a gamer with my son-in-law. My boys are gamers, and they have a 54-year-old dad who's a gamer big time and loves the PlayStation, loves the Xbox. We love the iPad. We love gaming, and so we game as a family, which is great. We're just trying to get their mum involved, and that's not bad. She's not bad. We call her the spotter. She sits and just watches us go, oh, there he is. Do that. Hit the ball there. Attack that guy. I'm like, okay, all right. And that's a funny one. We created the hottest chili chocolate in the world, we think. We used Carolina Reaper chili from here in the Blue Mountains. We put it with our chocolate, and I said to the boys, let's do this for fun. So I did it on my Facebook page, and it went viral because the Channel 9 News picked it up. So it went onto their website and Facebook page. So we had a few thousand people watching me crying from eating. I did it myself first, then I got them involved. Just watching them die was so much fun because it's payback for dad. that was good fun, mate. We enjoyed that. I'm glad you watched that. That is very funny. That's on my Facebook page and on our Periscope.
To give a little synopsis of it, I mean, you're standing there with your sons and you're like, okay, well, let's try this chocolate. 1, 2, 3. And you all try it. And first, there's no reaction at all between the three of you. Then all of a sudden, it just kicks in. And like you're all having different reactions. And it's like, it's almost painful to watch, but it's funny at the same time.
It is. And the thing is, if you keep watching, we punish ourselves by adding more. I mean, how stupid.
Yeah.
How stupid are we? But the boys loved it. I loved it. And everyone just thought it was hilarious. And it's. I don't know. It was just good fun. It was good. It is. Oh my God. I said, Jimmy, you're talking to me and I'm thinking of the pain. You can feel it right now. And it's so true. You eat it. Nothing happens. You go, oh, this is okay. 3, 2, 1, bang. It kicks in and you're thinking, I'm about to die. Your whole body, it sweats from the inside. It burns from the inside. Whatever you do, whatever you drink, whatever you take doesn't. Anyway, it's good fun. That's all part and parcel of it. That's what you do for your business and social media, mate.
That's right. And well, if you're going to have fun and You want to see somebody who's, you know, really down to earth guy, and he's been a huge help. And I'm glad that we got the chance to have this conversation. Whether you know him as John Capos or you know him as Talk with Johnny, I'd like to thank the both of you for being on my show.
Jimmy, thanks, mate. Appreciate it. And everyone out listening, thank you so much. And mate, I really have enjoyed it. I love having a laugh with you, mate. So everyone keep watching. This guy's a really top bloke. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
If you'd like to check out some other podcasts about social media marketing, here's a few others. There is Behind the Numbers, Social Pros, Good Girls Get Rich, and of course the John Capo Show. Once that gets up and running, I'm sure once that is going, you're really going to enjoy that just as much as I enjoy John as my guest today. And you know, there are also podcasts about chocolate. We have The Chocolate Therapist and Chocolate Fascination. Now, speaking of chocolate, because there will be chocolate. Oh, wait a minute. I better sound the gong first. I'm very honored to announce that this podcast, Too Many Podcasts, and Chocolate Johnny and Perfection Chocolates have come together for a little promotion. Here's all you need to do. Just listen to the podcast and subscribe. That's this podcast, Too Many Podcasts. You know, you're already here. And then make a screenshot of the logo. That's the picture of the mountain with the... Hit my keyboard. Stop that. Make a screenshot of the not of the keyboard. Please don't make a screenshot of the keyboard. Make a screenshot of the logo. That would be the mountain with the Too Many Podcast words in front of it. You know what I'm talking about. Then once you've done that, go to your Instagram account, and you're going to post that picture of the screenshot, and you're going to tag four people, at Too Many Podcasts, and that's with the number two, Many Podcasts, at Chocolate Johnny, at Perfection Chocolates, and you're also going to tag a friend. Now, once you've done that, you will be entered in the contest. This is where you could win a $30 selection of chocolates, courtesy of Chocolate Johnny and Perfection Chocolates. It's chocolate. Hello. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Hey, all of you out there. Thank you so much for listening to Too Many Podcasts one more time. And a special thanks to my guest, John Capos. I really appreciate all the advice that you've given on air and to me off air personally. I really, really appreciate that. Hey, don't forget, if you like the show, please give us a nice review somewhere on Apple Podcasts or at Stitcher.com, or even put in a nice word at iHeartRadio. And those are all platforms that the show is broadcast from, along with many others. So if you're ever looking for the show, I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. Just look for Too Many Podcasts. That makes it that easy. And don't forget, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I've got my own website that lists all of the podcasts that you hear. It's at www.jimthepodcastsherpa.wixsite.com/website. I know it's a mouthful. I gotta change that thing one of these days. And please check out the There Will Be Chocolate contest and enter. What have you got to lose? Nothing. But what have you got to gain? Chocolate! Hello. Can you mess that up? No, I don't think so. It's chocolate. So until next time, as we Sherpas always like to say, I just said it's chocolate. It doesn't really get much better than that, does it?
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Yell, come back now, you hear?
There will be chocolate. Viva la Sherpalution. Now batting the shortstop, number 37, Manny Rodriguez.
I always wanted to say that. We're not taping this, right? No, I didn't think so. Okay, good. You can just goof around. Okay, shh, quiet.